Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts. One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
It's Bet This League on In This League. Week 4 of the NFL, week 5 of college football. And it's Bogman and the Welsh to give you our props, our straight plays, and to talk just a little bit about overall what's going on in the gambling, like where the money went. We are going to be reviewing where the money went. We'll give you some of our plays. We can
not to us.
Probably avoid reviewing our plays of last week. We can review where the money was, where it all is going. Last week was atrocious. I mean, it was horrible game after horrible game. The prop market was brutal. Obviously, there's going to be someone out there that, you know, exploited it in a great way, but it was a decimation from the prop market overall. Though, like, you know, like I really love the Jaylen Waddle one and I hit that one, but you know, Debo just stopped running and it was just a bad overall week. So ready to turn it around. And I will tell you, I have 4 prop bets currently that I am in love with. I'm in love with the 4 to the point. Kind of want to put them all in a little like 4-team little parlay and just a couple bucks, just sprinkle a couple bucks, see what happens with those big odds because I love them so much. But we're going to go through all of that fun stuff. And friends, if you guys want to have fun with us, as we want to make some money and we want to talk through it all, but we also want to have fun. And that's what In This League is all about. Come and check us out at InThisLeague.com. We've got a betting GroupMe room. We post out some stuff as well. We do these shows. And if you get in the GroupMe rooms overall, you can get access to Bogman and I and a ton of other things that we do. And you're just directly supporting the content. So we'd love to have you consider upgrading and upgrading your fantasy experience, maybe even betting experience, over at InThisLeague.com. Check it out today. And always, twitch.tv/InThisLeague as Bogman and I do live streams Monday, Thursday, and Sunday before the games all kick off. Sunday is a start and sit show about 2 hours before. And we've also got a fun wheel thing that we do. Just check it out. Twitch.tv/InThisLeague. Subscribe. Tons of content there as well. And also love to get people's like interaction on bets, on like what their bets are and what they're wanting to do. So hopefully we will see you there very soon. Bogman, last week, looking at the money, it looks like
money
the
was money good.
Played. The money was it in did. On the plays, Bogman.
This money folds. It doesn't jiggle. So
or wiggle,
on the NFL side, they were 4-1, Cincinnati -6, Minnesota Detroit over, Jacksonville +7, winning 38-10, Atlanta +1, and San Francisco -1.5 was the one that did not pay, but all
it
the
sure
other
didn't.
4 paid. And then on the college side, the money was 6-2, TCU -2, App State, James Madison over was an easy, WKU -31, and the over. So I guess they were 7-2, which I also had, which was a 73 zip game in my article. Miami versus Middle Tennessee over, which is also funny because Middle Tennessee beat Miami in Miami. One of the bigger upsets that I've ever seen. Liberty versus Akron under, UNLV -3 against Utah State paid. The ones that didn't were UCF couldn't cover that 20.5, and Washington versus Stanford did not get to 63.5 because Stanford has no offense.
So there you go. That's where the money was last week, and it paid off. And we'll see. You know, we're getting into that period of time where early I notice it'll pay, mid it'll just kind of like table off, and then on the back end the money comes back. So we'll have to see if the money continues. This week, we've got 6 plays in the NFL with 90% more of the money and 4 plays with 95% or more of the money for college football. So in the NFL, you've got only one straight line, and it is Minnesota -2.5 in the London game over New Orleans with 90% of the cash currently on it. We've got Dallas Washington under at 41.5 at 90%. Detroit Seattle over at 48. That bad boy has the most money of any of these. Indianapolis Tennessee under at 43. Vegas Denver under at 43.5. And the Rams 49ers under at 43. 97%. What's really interesting about these is you've got all of these unders that are attached to already low totaled unders. You don't see a lot of the money going to like a 51. You know, I know that would be a likely lot of points, but no one playing that odds. No, the money is going heavy on already really low spreads. And particularly, go into it because I'd be curious, like, what do you like out of these? Because I think there's only one that I'm really down with.
Well, first things first is this Minnesota -2.5 is not going to stay that way, most likely, because Winston missed another practice today. They got to travel to London. So it could be Andy Dalton. I think Michael Thomas missed practice again today as well. So it looks like we might be getting the red rifle in London. So don't know about that one. I love the Detroit-Seattle over.
That's the one. That's the only one that I look at and I'm like, I dig that one. I don't know if I dig any of these others.
Yeah, I feel like the Lions will get most of that too. Even though, you know, I know no DeAndre Swift, Amon-Ra is
I'm a little worried about that.
But I don't know, man. I just think Detroit rolls them over. So I think this is like Dan Campbell's first time to step on someone's neck and really beat him. And I think
that's a good way to put it.
To give his team some confidence.
You know, the only other one I like out of these, and I stared at more, ironically, is the lowest total under 41.5, Dallas Washington, because I think this can get, you've got two bad quarterbacks. You've got the potential for a run game establishment. I think you could have punts, and you just got the better offense here right now probably is Washington, with the better defense being on Dallas's side. So even though this is already a low total, I kind of like the 41.5. If I were to, like, if you were to pin me down here and I had to pick, you know, I had to order two to put my life on here, I feel like I would probably Minnesota and the Detroit would be my two bets here.
Sports Grid.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more?
Let me tell you something about
In This League.
And then close up is the Detroit-Seattle over. This is the Amon-Ra and Swift. If they're both out, that I don't know if I can get down.
That will change it, of course. So, you know, you may want to wait till closer to game time to actually put money on that one. These other ones, look, I'm okay with all of them. I'll say that. Like, Dallas Washington under, like you said, probably my favorite of the unders, even though it is the lowest scoring. It's just that line for Washington is so bad right now. They're not allowing Carson Wentz to get off passes. That's rough. And it's Cooper Rush still. You know, I know he's undefeated, but it's low scoring games. The Colts and Titans just have not got their offenses rolling, either one of them. So I'm okay with that, but I don't think I'm going to bet it. Vegas and Denver is actually probably my second favorite after the Dallas Washington under, because neither one of these teams has got rolling either. Specifically Denver, they have not got rolling at all. And, you know, Vegas's defense is bad though, so I guess maybe it's a chance for them. And the Niners Denver's and Rams, these offenses, Jimmy hasn't looked right. Stafford hasn't looked quite right yet either. So, like I said, I'm lukewarm on all of these. I don't hate them.
That's a good way to put
but
it.
I don't like them.
I'm lukewarm. I think the Niner Ram one could go actually either way. I could see the Rams putting up 30. I could see the Niners offense waking up. The Vegas offense in general makes me want to stay away, but the Denver offense makes me kind of want to get into that under. Indianapolis, Tennessee, I think both defenses are vulnerable here, especially if it gets in the air. So that's why I'm lukewarm, like you said, on a lot of these. But Minnesota under the field goal, and then that under in Dallas, Washington, those are the two that are screaming at me. So I'm going to make a little note here for myself of the two that are actually, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, how about bolds? I will take, and you will take italicizing on our sheet that we can do if bold, you want
so,
to claim.
Okay.
It.
So I'm the italicizer. Is that what
italicizing.
You said?
Italicizing. You
italicize, but you said italicize. I like it a game. I like it over the Detroit game. I like it a lot.
Minnesota and the Dallas are the two I'm going to take. You like the Detroit one, correct? And yes. What was the other?
That's the only one I really like. Okay. So let's just stick with that one.
On the college side, you got four games that you can break down here in a second. Wisconsin, Illinois, under 43.5. 99% of the money is on as we do this mid-Thursday. Utah, Oregon State, under 54.5 has got 56%. Georgia minus 28 at Missouri, and the under of 54, both are 95%. And SMU plus 3 against UCF has got a ton of cash on it. Those all are 95% or more of the cash on it. So it's technically five bets, two out of the Georgia one. What's the breakdown on these?
I don't know if I really love any of them. My favorite one would be the biggest one. I'll lay the 28 and take Georgia. You know, they did not play their best game against Kent State last week, but I think that's a blip on the radar. Missouri has been rough so far, to put it nicely. So I would lay the points and take Georgia by the four scores. Under 54, I don't know, that gets a little dicey because I think Georgia could get most of that. So if Missouri gets anything, they might push over. So I don't want to touch that one at all. Utah versus Oregon State under 54.5. All right. Like, I just don't, I'm not touching that. And I'm never going to bet a Pac-12 under, do I think? Not, I'm very rarely going to bet a Pac-12 under because those teams like to score. It's late at night. It gets weird.
I was staring at the Utah spread happened. In that game, by the way, when I was looking. I looked at it the other day, and I was looking at Utah, but they've been weird.
Yeah, they've been up and down. I just don't really want to mess with the Utes right now. So pass on that. Wisconsin versus Illinois under. I mean, this is funny, because this is exactly what you expect. Wisconsin has actually put up some decent totals. They scored 66 the other week. It is against like Hawaii or somebody crappy, but they've looked better on offense, more competent at least. Chase Brown, the Illinois running back, is the leading, he leads the country in rushing yards right now. So both these offenses have been humming. So I don't know. 43.5 is a lot for both these good defenses, and this is run first and bleed the clock and all that stuff. I'm just not very comfortable. I think the one that I probably would take, if any, would be SMU plus the 3 points at UCF. This game got moved to Sunday, so it's already weird. It's after a hurricane in the middle of Florida. I think these kids for UCF probably have a little bit more on their mind than just the football game that they're playing on a weird day for them on Sunday anyway. So I'd probably lean SMU, but that also gets weird too, because sometimes you get, you know, hey, it's emotional and these kids want to win for their community and all that stuff. So I don't like any of these, to be honest with you. So I think I'll just straight up pass on them.
It's a weird slate of where the money is. It's an odd collection, but it, hey, it did really well last week. I mean, NFL, like we said, it was 4-1, and the college side of what we reported to you was 6-2. So if you want to play where the money is, again, NFL, Minnesota 2.5, Dallas under, Detroit over, Indy under, Vegas under, San Francisco under, and college Wisconsin under, Utah, Oregon State under, Georgia spread with the under at 54, and SMU +3. That's where the money is, and that's where you can make your bets if you'd like it. When we come back, we're going to give you our prop bets this week, and I'm going to make a little bit of change. So don't go anywhere, right here on In This League, and bet this league. Prop bets. So last week, I was mid again, and I don't like being mid on it. You were all right. You were 3-2. I was 2-3 on the bets that I had. You and I got really heavy into this running back receiving stuff. That is, I mean, I miss the cuteness. You know what I hit? The two chalky Jalen Waddle, Damian Pierce ones.
Yeah.
Debo, Raheem, Michael Carter. So I really did a lot of digging, and I found four that I like. I'm going to go with four this week. This is going to be my get right week. I feel good about this. Okay. I'm going to go lower on the spread games this week, and I'm going to go lower on the prop just by one, because these are the four that I locked in really liking. And that's what I've got for this bad boy. Like I said, you were 3-2. You were obviously better, but you've got five on it. So Boggs, let's hear. Why don't you, if you want, do you want to go one for one, or do you want to just roll through yours and then we'll
roll through mine and then we'll go to yours. If that works. Jared Goff over 1.5 passing touchdowns is -140. So the juice isn't great, but Seattle secondary is garbage. And like we said before, we like the over in this game. Plus, I like Detroit to step on someone's neck finally. So I think they can do that against Seattle. So I'm going to take Jared Goff and the 1.5 touchdowns. I think
that is so funny. I looked at this one for a while. I looked at the quarterback passing touchdowns. I really just don't care for a lot of them. I will tell you, Jacoby Brissett is kind of interesting this week. It is 1.5. It's plus money, but it's against Atlanta. Well, you got Kareem Hunt. You also got Amari Cooper, who's in a really good spot.
Yeah.
Brandon Funston,
who's been good.
Yeah. Funston loves him this week. So, like, if I had to pick, because a lot of these are like, dude, Josh Allen -200 for two passing touchdowns.
Yeah. What is even the point?
You get plus money on a couple spots like Trevor Lawrence, but like Jacoby Brissett jumped out to me, but Goff was the one I was staring at -140. It's not a bad one, but I think I would still lean Brissett over Goff at this point. But I do like that, especially if Amon-Ra is active.
Yeah. Especially if Amon-Ra is up and ready to go. Let's go with Devin Singletary over 33.5 rushing yards. The juice is -120. This is a low total for a running back that got all the snaps and carries last week too. I know they are a pass first team, pass first offense. We understand that. I just think that, you know, they'll probably get up on Baltimore and be running late in that game. So I think Singletary is, you know, I think this is one, you know, last week we had Travis Etienne receiving yards, rushing yards, and total yards, and all three of them hit. I think that's something that could happen with Singletary this week as well. Especially if this number, his rushing total is set at 33.5, his receiving number has to be pretty low too. So actually I like pretty much everything on Singletary with him getting all the snaps. So
yeah, I have a Singletary play for you here in just a little bit.
See, there you go. Javonte Williams over 51.5 rushing yards is -130. Melvin Gordon's questionable with the neck thing. So he may not go this week. We'll see. Necks can always get a little dicey, especially for a guy that's, you know, a little bit older at that position. So I would, you know, if I had to guess right now, I'd say Melvin Gordon probably wouldn't go. But we'll see. Even if Melvin Gordon does go, he's probably going to be limited in his touches. So I think Javonte will get more work. I believe Vegas is giving up around 109 yards per game on the ground. I think Javonte is going to be most of that. So I love this total at 51.5. Tyler Conklin over 27.5 receiving yards. This one could be a little dicey.
I want to tell you, this was a big, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I wanted to add over on the Athletic Fantasy Football podcast, which I host a couple times a week with Seeley and Funston. Conklin became a big topic of conversation because Conklin was one of those guys that he's now moving into like tight end, top 10 tight end. Yeah. But the question Jake was pressing was, what concern do you have exactly with Zach Wilson? So it was like Brandon was very team Conklin, actually picked him, I think, as someone that he really likes this week. And Jake is very befuddled and not confident in Conklin because of Zach Wilson.
You know, what's funny is we had the same discussion, not the same discussion, but on Fantasy Pros today, we were doing, we were answering some polls between the tight end one was Njoku and Tyler Conklin, right? And Andrew Erickson said, hey, look, I really like Njoku. We saw what he did last week, you know, career highs in, I think, targets and receptions. And he had a couple scores as well. He was awesome. And I said, all right, who do you do that against, Erickson? And he said, the Steelers on Thursday night. I said, who does Conklin play this week? The Steelers. So,
good call.
You know, Conklin is getting targets. I think he's going to be open. Those wide receivers are making him open too, by the way. They're putting linebackers on him and stuff. So he's getting good mismatches. So I'm going to go with Conklin over 27.5 receiving yards. And DeMarcus Lawrence over 0.25 sacks is the total. I think he hit three on Monday Night Football against Washington.
What is with the juice? It's minus 105?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep. Better get in on that. Now, here's the caveat, Welsh, and I want to...
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Look it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking the...
In this league.
Break it down.
Just so I'm absolutely correct, I think the reason we're getting this type of a number is because his snap count was low last week. It was fairly low. Let me just double check. Defensive ends. All right, so... You know, it wasn't as low as I thought. He had 39 snaps last week, which was 54%, but that is his lowest total of the year. It was 60%, 67%, and 54%. Dorrance Armstrong was in there, and, you know, we saw Micah Parsons play less than he usually would. So DeMarcus Lawrence is older. Maybe they're taking him off the field, but we saw the Eagles have 9 sacks against Washington.
There's one adjustment to this. You either saw it wrong or it adjusted, because it is minus 105, but it's 0.75.
Oh, either way.
I just wanted to point that out. Micah Parsons is minus 2.25, but it's juiced at 205. Lawrence is almost essentially even money for one full sack.
Yeah, well, I'm okay. I got it wrong, but I mean, if it's under one full sack, I'm taking it. So I think DeMarcus Lawrence gets at least one this week against that weak Washington line. So
that is a tasty one. Yeah, I'd love to see too. I'd love to see you jumping in on some of those the defensive props. I feel like that could be one of your plays.
Some of them come out kind of late. You know,
they really do. They really, really do. And
yeah, Lawrence had 3 last week. So
okay. Yeah. I mean, I like those.
Is he, if he's healthy, it's like he's almost good for a second.
What is, is that your rank of them, or do you just have them? Because I'm curious, like, what is your top? Give me your one.
Well, you can tell the order that I looked at them in, right? Because we started with
quarterback, running back, receiver, running backs.
Lawrence would be 1. I'd put Singletary at 2. I put Williams at 3. I put Goff at 4 and Conklin at 5. That's how I put them.
So mine this week, I'm going to go with 4. I'm sticking with 4. I'm going to try to go 4-0 because I really, really like these. My favorite of the week, it went up a full yard since I've done this, and that's not that big of a deal. It doesn't change anything for me whatsoever. If you've listened to me on ITL, if you listen to me on The Athletic, you're going to pretty much know where this goes pretty immediately, and it's how hardcore this week I am about Devin Singletary. And it's not even so much like I really, really want Devin Singletary to be a high-end performer this week, but I recognize that the rush game could be a little bit dicey, but I don't think the receiving game will. Obviously, he was peppered last week. Lots of receptions. Well, I'll repeat the stat for the millionth time. The Ravens are giving up the 6th most fantasy points to running backs, and more importantly, the 2nd most catches to running backs at 8.5, with almost 12 targets going to running backs so far. So Baltimore is letting that happen with a team that just threw the ball to Devin Singletary 11 times. So I really like the receiving yard prop because guess what? It is at 14.5. It was at 13.5 yesterday. You need 15 Devin Singletary yards in what we hope is going to be a back and forth for a team that gives up tons of fantasy points to running backs. I know I don't want to get cute. I'm not trying to get too cute, but Devin Singletary receiving yards is my favorite of the week.
Don't reach, young blood.
And it's minus 115. It was minus 120 at 13.5. It's moved up a yard and you got a little bit of the juice back. Love that one. And I know you like that because you said you kind of like
any bet on Singletary. It's a lot like the Travis Etienne bet that all three sides hit last week as well. So same deal for Singletary this week.
We talked about this a little bit on the last show, and we've talked about how Breece Hall has been used more and more in that offense. And he gets a lot of the red zone stuff. They're giving him more carries. They're giving him more touches. And with Zach Wilson back, there's a little part of me that also wonders, are they going to want to go full bore 50 throws like they do with Joe Flacco? And I think they're going to get back into the running game. Now, this could open back up the receiving side of Breece Hall, but he's also getting just a lot of rushes. They want to get him the ball. I saw him in so many series where it wasn't Michael Carter. So I'm really focused in on his rushing yard prop, and it's only 38.5.
Steelers are giving up 143 yards per game rushing.
Bang. Didn't even get there. The exactly. One of the more yards given up is on the ground teams that there is. This is a great opportunity for Breece Hall. I love Breece Hall. I love it so much. I did a Singletary receiving yards and rushing yard Breece Hall prop together. Just bet that boy because I love those two. My other two, those are like 1 and 2. My other two are Michael Pittman receiving yard, 66.5 over. It's minus 115. Every game he's been active, he has hit that number.
Trash corners in Tennessee.
And too. Garbage secondary. And then my final is we are going to break the streak. Oh. You got to love this one. Austin Eckler has not scored a touchdown this year. Give me anytime touchdown score at essentially even money minus 105 against, I believe it's the team that gives up the most fantasy points to running backs, maybe number 2 in the Texans. Yeah, give me anytime touchdown Austin Eckler. They're going to get that right this week. Keenan Allen still doesn't look good to go. They're going to run the ball because they're going to be able to. Singletary receiving yards, Breece Hall rushing yards, Michael Pittman receiving, and Austin Eckler touchdown. Those are my four. And Bogman, I love them.
So rushing yards. Do you see how many rushing yards per game the Texans are giving up? They're dead last.
I think it's like 156. Wasn't 156?
More.
202?
202. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It was in my brain. It was one of those.
Yeah. It was ringing a bell. I saw the light come on. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, they're awful. So let's hope Eckler just rips off a big one. And also let's get a little correction here. 20 touchdowns last year. He doesn't have anything this year.
We're not going to go 4 weeks without a touchdown.
It's going to break the other way.
If they are in that area, they're going to give him the ball. And this is, again, what I did this week is I really focused on trends and matchups. And all of these have really great matchups. So like the logic is there. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But I got Singletary, Breece Hall, Michael Pittman, Austin Eckler, all on very, very serviceable matchups. I don't want to get nuts with the props this week. I really want to hone in on that. And I fell into those four and I'm locking into those four and I'm not adding any for this show, though I may come across a few more that adjust. So lock those bad boys in if you like my props. You got Bogman's props in there and let's see how we piece that together. Let's take one more break. When we come back, we're going to get our straight bets. And I'm also going to hone it down a little bit there too. Bogman's got some college. I've got a teaser and a couple others. So don't go anywhere. Bet this league with a straight bet's coming up now. So like even worse than the prop market, Boggs, have been the straight bets I have picked. It has been bad. So
you and
I
me both, brother.
See, you and I had a brutal week last week. My only one correct was the college one in my Cincinnati bet.
I also got a college one. I was two college ones.
I was unfortunately invested in the Niners in Kansas City, and Kansas City couldn't win. and San Francisco couldn't win. So both of the investments did not work out for me. So I am going to simplify it again this week. So let me give you my three real quick.
Sure.
Since I've got less, because yes, you heard it right. I'm going to go with three. And these are the three that getting into the process that I found that I like, that I want to be with, I want to be a part of. And these are the ones I'm going to stick with instead of trying to press it. And now obviously things can change, but this is what we're going to go with. Number one, I am going to go with Cleveland minus one. What is interesting about this, though, is it's moved half a point. And that is always a little scary when you look at that, because I love the matchup. I love the matchup on Atlanta. I love the ability for them to move the ball on the ground. Jacoby Brissett is managing. Amari Cooper's in an incredible situation. Cleveland's defense is in a good spot against an Atlanta offense that has definitely been playing, I think, above their head. It's dicey because you're not seeing, you're seeing the line move a little bit in Atlanta's favor, but it's almost becoming a pick 'em. So at this point on a pick 'em, I'm going to take Nick Chubb. That's where I'm going to go. It's pretty easy for me to focus in on Nick Chubb. I don't care that the line has moved. Give me the Cleveland Browns minus one. And Boggs, instead of just keep going through mine, you have the same game. So we both like this one.
Yeah, look, I feel a little bad. I disrespected Atlanta last week and they slapped me in the face. It was one of the ones that I lost. That was Seattle, though. I thought, hey, Seattle's at home. They have a home crowd, blah, blah, blah. Atlanta's much better than them. So look, Atlanta is definitely improving. I don't want to like knock them or anything. I just feel like Brown's defense is solid. They're going to run the ball right down Atlanta's throat. I just don't think the Falcons have much of a shot here. So, but they've played tough this whole year. So, but I got Cleveland minus the one as well.
Yeah. So we're both going Cleveland minus one. My other is going to be an over under, and I'm going to go with the Baltimore Buffalo over under for really everything that we've talked about. You always got to worry that there's going to be a defensive matchup that's going to be installed, except Baltimore is giving up tons of fantasy points. And what that's going to do is if Buffalo is going to be scoring, you're not going to see Baltimore take the foot off the gas. They're going to keep going. And we've seen Lamar in the second halves put up 20 plus points. So I like the number at 51. I expect both teams. The Buffalo's had some secondary issues that Mark Andrews might be able to take advantage of. If not, Lamar Jackson gets it and puts it on the ground. So I like the over in the Buffalo Baltimore game. I'm taking that. And then I'm going to present you with a tease. And there'll be no 49ers involved in this tease this week. The Arizona Cardinals. And I have to look if this has changed because I did this last night. And that could affect the tease. I don't think it has. But
McCaffrey missed the second day of practice. So,
well, the Arizona Cardinals are plus 1.5 in this game against the Carolina Panthers. I'm going to tease the Arizona Cardinals with what some people don't like in the Tampa Bay Kansas City game. I think the over under has been a question on some of these. I am going to tease the over under in Tampa Bay and Kansas City. And what that's going to allow me to do, and that line is currently 46. So that is adjusted a little bit. That will give me a two-team teaser with the Arizona Cardinals plus 7.5 against Carolina and the over for Kansas City, Tampa Bay set at 40. I love both. I know the over under Kansas City, Tampa Bay is going to be fearful for some people. That's adjusted a little bit, but I will tell you the Arizona Cardinals is my favorite tease of the week. So if you wanted to choose something else, you absolutely could. But I wouldn't even be against the Baltimore Buffalo. If you tease that down, you're going to get that at 45, which even might be nicer. So I'm comfortable with that. But the Arizona Cardinals are the important.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil. Next, I take an ice bath. Ooh, feeling super healthy.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com, Cygnos.com, with code SPARK, Cygnos.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky, and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Piece to this in a tease. It'll be around minus 120, but I'm going to say Cardinals with the Tampa Bay, Kansas City over.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League. Sports Boom. Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Stay here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. That is where you can send them. Record yourself 60 seconds or less on your phone, your computer. You could be a podcast. However you want to do it, record yourself. Send it in to inthisleague at gmail.com. 60 seconds or less, and we will air it. Trade questions, advice. You could be talented with a parody song. But if it's over 60 seconds, you're getting cut off. And if you curse, you owe me $5. And you have to Venmo me. And if you Venmo
rules.
Me before. Yeah, I will know. Also, if you Venmo me beforehand, I will know what is up. And I do see one voicemail in here. See if he checks himself. Otherwise, I expect my Venmo to be hit up. Last year, I think he purchased 2 months of the NFL for himself, which is totally fine. But first up, this was the earliest voicemail. I think this was sent. Yeah, it's just sent at like 3 a.m. on Monday. By that standard, I'm very worried about what is on here because it's Moyes. It's our boy Moyes with a look at the time right here. 3:52 a.m. on Monday. This was sent. I'm worried. Very, very reactionary. But let's hear. It's our boy Moyes. Is it going to be normal Moyes or is it going to be that other Moyes?
Hey guys, Moyes here.
Hey.
5:30 a.m. Monday morning. Got a hot wedding date tonight for one of my best friend's weddings. Hoping I score like the Ravens did in that pick I gave you, because I am daddy. Also, want to give you two picks this week. It's a teaser. Bet the over on boat. Over 47.5 Bengals Dolphins gets teased down to 41.5. And over 41.5 Lions Seahawks gets teased down to 36.5. Two start or sit questions, Brady or Cousins this week.
All right, let's start stop there real quick. I like, by the way, I just kind of like that teaser. I like that over under teaser. So was he, did his teaser
like the
hit
Dolphins
last week?
One. I like the Seattle. I like the Seattle one.
You like the Dolphins went down to 40.
Well,
points.
Not if Tua's gonna, if Tua ain't gonna play, Teddy B sucks, dude. So I'm not,
that's
you
a
know,
good point.
That's
a good point.
That's a question.
Good for him for hitting that. So Brady or Cousins was the question.
Oh, and well, I think this really depends on where the game is being played for Tampa Bay, to be honest. So if they're playing in Tampa Bay, I want no part of Tom Brady. I don't know. It probably going to be pouring in the field.
Kansas
be
City. I want Tom Brady here. I want Tom Brady against Kansas City. I expect them to be playing from behind. I expect them to be able to move the ball better than they did against New Orleans. And
I think
Super
it's going to look like the Green
has
Bay
New
game.
Orleans. I don't. He has New
yeah,
Orleans. I don't.
But it was 14-12 last week, dude. You know, I'll take the Kirk Cousins. I'll take Kirk Cousins against the Saints. I think right now I might have Brady ahead in my rankings, but it really
I
depends
have
on
Brady,
where that game is being played.
But the Fantasy Pros consensus ranks agrees with Bogman on Kirk Cousins. I'll pass on that. I'm going to go with Brady. He goes with Cousins.
Brady's a much better option if they play that game in Minneapolis or wherever. So
all right. Next question.
Cousins is playing the London game, so he's going to be the only game on at that time. So do we count that as prime time?
No,
I have no idea. You guys tell
me.
And then flex, half point PPR, Brandon Cooks, Damian Pierce, or Cordarrelle Patterson.
Ooh.
Hope all is well. I love you. And thank daddy after you make some money.
Oh, come on. That's damn it. Moyes is gonna have his own apparel line. Thank daddy.
God. This is like the Queens Above 18 guy.
Yeah, thank daddy for the cash.
Give me Pierce out of that group. Would you go Pierce or Patterson? Patterson had a great week, but they play the Browns. Browns pretty good defense, still.
I mean, really like Pierce this week.
You know, it may be a defense without Myles Garrett. I'll say
I'm gonna
this.
Go,
if Garrett's
I'm gonna
not
go
playing,
Patterson.
I'll go Patterson.
I'm going to go Patterson right here, but I really do like Pierce a lot, as you guys heard. The consensus ranks, Patterson is actually an RB1 at 12, and Pierce is 22 now. Jesus, Pierce keeps moving up on this freaking list. I'm going to go with Patterson, but it is close. Cooks is the bottom B of this list.
Yeah, he just hasn't gotten rhythm yet, Cooks. Nope. So.
Good rhythm.
Next up, we have Mr. Rob B in the house with a fantasy football question. Mr. Rob, what do you have?
Hey, guys. This is Rob, Team Discovery Channel.
Team Discovery Channel.
So I had a quarterback question. I drafted Dak, then he got hurt. Then I put in Wentz, but Wentz is starting to suck again. Yep. So
it sucks ass.
I'm wondering, and I'm in a 14-team league. So say Dak comes, I guess two questions. If Dak comes back, would you start him right away, or would you wait to see how he does with his thumb and all that?
Right away.
And I'm in a 14-team league, so who would you pick up if you were to replace Wentz? I have Cooper Rush. I have Jameis Winston. Or should I just stay with Wentz? All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
I hear Jameis is a little bit better than Jameis. Just a tiny.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Jameis was the guy that threw the picks, but
didn't they cancel?
I think Mason pronounced it exactly like that too.
Didn't they cancel Jameis? You can't. Those don't exist anymore. Those bottles, those are gone. Hey,
I'll take Winston in that grouping. So Winston, even with the fractured vertebrae, and the wide receivers not getting separation, I think I saw that.
I'm sorry. Who did you pick? I zoned out.
Jameis Winston. I think I read something that, like, in terms of separation, the Saints wide receivers are like dead last. So. It's not all on Jameis, but he just hasn't looked great yet. So, but I'm still going Winston.
Well,
I'll
Olave.
Go Winston over Cooper Rush.
Yeah, so. Olave, I think, one of the higher ADOTs in the league. But Thomas and Landry have shown no separation whatsoever.
And they're both banged up right now.
So. Yeah, I'll go with Jameis or Jameis or whatever for him. But I wonder if there's anybody else. I'm very down on Wentz. I mean, you heard I like Tannehill more than Wentz this week. I have him ranked higher. I have Winston ranked higher. Mariota has been pretty good if he's sitting out there. Goff, I don't know if any of those guys are out in your league, but the field below him is where it gets rough. Like Justin Fields is cuttable beyond belief at this point. I wouldn't even want to speculate on him anymore. Jimmy Garoppolo is a big pile of garbage. I think that helps you out, Rob, with a couple different options there. Next up is, hey, it's the pig farmer. It's our boy Stu. I haven't heard from Stu in a little bit.
Hey, Bogman and the Welsh.
Hey, buddy.
First-time caller here with a voicemail. Got a little Dynasty game called Do You Want the Player or a Bag of Hammers? Oh. First up, we've got Darnell Mooney. Do you want the player or a bag of hammers?
Big old bag of hammer. I'll take one hammer. I'll take a this hammer like to the, a
oh. Do you want to take this hammer or should I double it and give it to the next person?
I think this game should be called Would You Like This Player or Rochambeau? And I would Rochambeau before I would.
Pizapia did this, but it was this guy. Start this guy or step on a Lego. That was the.
So ours will be Rochambeau or Mooney. What would you rather have?
Rochambeau.
Okay, I'd also rather be kicked in the nuts.
Second up, we've got Chase Claypool. Do you want the player or a bag of hammers?
Ooh, I'll take Chase Claypool. He's so much more involved in the offense. It's not sexy, and when Pickens gets going, that's going to be a real big problem, but they're still doing the end-around stuff. Trubisky likes him. I just don't know if Pickett's going to like him when it all comes in. So instead of a bag of hammers, which you could probably sell pretty good on Craigslist to get some money back, I'll take Claypool.
I mean, give me the bag of hammers. I don't
if you want had a fleet, if you had a garage sale, hammers would be one of the first things that would go.
Najee, and that's 100% correct. Najee and Deontay are the only startable guys on the Steelers right now. So Claypool, Pickens, anybody, Freiermuth even, not looking great because they just don't hold the ball ever. So
I actually feel very vindicated. I got so much vindication during this episode with Debro and everything. You guys were liking my picks. But you know what? Nothing felt as good as you just agreeing with my hammer analogy on a crotch sale. You were just like, you know,
100%.
You had to stop yourself.
The first thing that goes, dude. Yeah. My uncle sold all of his tools, right? When he retired, he was a contractor, sold all of his tools. The hammers were the first thing to go. Everything in his tool belt was the first thing to go.
Any tool, a rake, a shovel, anything.
I saw one of the stupid TikTok videos the other day where the guy was, he like the thing that he did was so funny was he said, hey, do you want this mocha frappuccino or should I double it and give it to the next person I talk to? And it was like four people in a row said double it. And then he walks up with like four or eight or something. It was a bunch of frappuccinos to this big old fat lady. And he goes, do you want these or should I double it? And she's like, I'll take them, you know. and it was just, it was so funny. But he did the same thing with rakes. And he got up to like, it was supposed to be 36 rakes, but he could only find 30 at the store. And he's walking.
Why didn't anybody want the rakes?
I don't know. But he's walking up to this guy like, hey, do you want 30 rakes or should I get 60 and give it to the next person? He's like, I'll take them. And, yeah. And then he's loading them up into this guy's van. And the guy's like, if you want a rake, $5, come get out.
I was literally about to say you could get $5. You can get 150. This is $150. A garage sale. You could probably sell them all. I mean, someone will ask for, you'd be like, $150 for all 30 rakes. And they'll be like, you take 20? I'd be like, no, I have $150 for all these rakes. You're getting a smoking deal. All right. Stu's got a little bit more.
And lastly, do you want to have Zeke or a bag of hammers in Dynasty?
Ooh, in Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Bag of, would you rather be kicked in the nuts, Rochambeau, or roster Zeke?
I'll roster Zeke. Look, here's the issue with Zeke is that we can say that, and I'll agree. He's definitely not what he used to be. That's 100%. He's overpaid. So
yeah.
I'm not arguing that. But they don't really put him in position. You know, they ran him on the outside a couple times last night and he looked good, but then they go back to handing him the ball right up the gut into the teeth of the defense. And then anytime there's a play on the outside that you need some speed, they give it to Pollard and he breaks it. So Pollard looks better. Pollard probably is better too. I'm not trying to argue that. I'm just saying Zeke is not necessarily set up for success. So I think if Zeke went somewhere else, it'd probably be better for his career, but they're paying him so much. I think I'd rather have the bag.
Where would he go that would work for you? Where would you be happy if Zeke was?
Just pretty much anywhere. Anywhere Seattle. Else would be better. Seattle would be much better. He'd be the lead back by a million miles in Seattle. Atlanta, I would start him over Cordero. I think he's
Washington.
More talented. Even in Washington, you know, even in Atlanta, Washington and Atlanta could both get it. So,
get it for sure.
Miami. How about Miami, Welsh? Put him in there instead of Chase
Miami
Edmonds
can get
or
it.
The Raheem Mostert. Miami could get it. Mm-hmm. I think put him in LA with Eckler. LA could get it. You know, I think there's plenty of spots where Zeke could go. He's just not, you know, the interior of that line sucks anyway. So
yeah, it's not great.
Love the episode and keep up the good work, guys. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, buddy. Bye.
Thanks, Stu. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. The hell out of here.
I love Stu. Stu's a great dude. That was a great ending. He's like, all right, thanks, bye. It was like a true voicemail. See ya. That was a true voicemail.
Bye. See ya.
All right, Josh. All right, Josh. See, this is what I forgot about Josh. Josh is the only one or two people do this every single year. Josh only does goddamn videos and we have to see him. Josh, I gotta warn you, man. I don't think you're going to be able to, my prediction, I don't think he's going to contain himself to not say F the Steelers at the end. If he says F, that's fine. But if he says it out, you're going to owe me, buddy. So here's a video. We get to watch Josh in the kill room.
Hello, Welsh.
Eye contact.
I hope you both had an enjoyable weekend. I know I did.
I bet. I bet Dahmer's out. I bet you're loving the new Dahmer series.
What I want to bring to you today is two things. One, Nicholas Chubb will be the top running back at the end of the season.
You know, I don't think that's ridiculous. I wanted to put Chubb in at number one this week. He is so good. You just worry how many weeks can he continue to. Nick Chubb looks so good that it's actually embarrassing when Kareem Hunt takes a field.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
Oh, I remember.
I love it.
In this league.
Yeah, I remember that.
there's just no way. That's going to be just so brutal. You know what? I'm tempted to take the Rams plus two, to be honest with you. If you're getting plus money on the Rams, I think the Rams might be a great teaser play this week because you get them plus eight. Maybe throw them in with the Cardinals. Get the Cardinals and Rams, both tease them, plus eight. Maybe that's a play I put together here because I don't know how either one of those teams can be favored, the Rams or the Panthers. That's wild to me. But there you go, Barrel Report. My favorite thing is the audible change of when he records those. That's the best. And last up, it's your boy Jack Boyce with a brand new song. Yes, Jack is in the house. He's been killing it so far. There is a note he said that he's up in the mountains. So I feel like we're getting into a mountainy song here, which I means like old road guitar. It is called, this might be the new one, dude. All You Need Is Olave. Olave.
So fetch. So many air yards and first downs, turning the Welsh sprouts upside down. You're looking for a wide eye with upside. It's easy. Yeah. All you need is a lot of it.
Need to know the lyrics. I know
it's amazing.
All you need is a lolly. All together now. All you need is a lolly. Everybody. All you need is a lolly. All of it. All of it is all you need. All of it is all you need. All of it is all you need. ITL forever. Venmo at Jack Dash Boyce. Twitter at Jack Boyce. Or you can just at me at the group meet.